it's that lunchroom chatter podcast, you know? Where you sit up and think about fucking your girl's best friend, but you can't because your girl's a fighter and she'll fuck you up. This that lunchroom chatter podcast where you lay up and think about being a porn star, but you can't because you come too quick, so you gotta eat the pussy for 95 minutes. That kind of shit. This that lunchroom chatter podcast where you in bed at night thinking about beating your meat, but you can't because you live with your mama. And she busts in the room and say, bitch, get the fuck up. Mama, why you ain't knock on the door first? This that kind of shit. Where you can be yourself, where you can relax, where you could put yourself into the mind of another nigga. So stay tuned. Let's get this shit popping. Lunchroom Chatter Podcast, baby. Yes, sir, man.
Brand new LCP.
Y'all know who it is. Minister Man, your favorite host, the sexiest man alive, the sex symbol himself, Mr. John Schultz. We are back for another installment of that.
Brand new LCP.
Now, I got some shit I want to start off the episode with. Now, over the past couple weeks on Instagram and on the podcast, I've asked a couple questions. Now, I had a response come through. This question was for the ladies. If you are engaged to be married, your man gives you, well, your fiance, let's use the proper term, he gives you a ring. Now, for whatever reason, the marriage never happens. You guys separate during the engagement period. Should you give the ring back? Now, before I play the voicemail I got in response to should a woman give the ring back, what I said was that if I give a woman a ring, I'm giving you the ring under the condition that this is going to lead to marriage. So if the marriage does not happen, yes, I want my ring back. Now, I know some of you motherfuckers like, oh my God, you're broke, bum. So I'm a boo myself off the jump. Let me do that because I know some of you motherfuckers rolling your eyes. Nigga, John, you a broke bum. John, I love the podcast, but you a broke ass nigga. I know. But let's dive into what my homegirl had to say in response to, should you give the ring back if the engagement falls through? Now, like I said, I'm going to play it. I'm going to step aside because, you know, about 98% of the time, it's the man that proposes to the woman. So I wanted to get you guys' opinion. So let's see what she had to say. Is she going to get that ring back? Oh, she going to keep that thing.
I'm responding in regards to the question that you asked as far as, if we get engaged and the marriage doesn't happen, should we give the ring back? And my answer is no. I have been previously engaged and the marriage did not happen, but I did not give the ring back. It wasn't requested, nor did I feel the need to, because essentially it was a gift for me. And I feel that's kind of like in the...
I want to pause it. Because yes, it's a gift, but an engagement ring, like, it's not a birthday gift. A birthday gift, you know, if he give you a bag, he give you some shit. That's a gift that you keep. An engagement ring is something given to you, not as a gift. It is given to you under the condition that we are going to get married. That is the part people are leaving out. Again, I respect everybody's opinion, but I always want to include that caveat. An engagement ring is not just, oh yeah, you know, I was at the mall and I saw some Jordans you like and I bought you some Jordans. That's a gift. An engagement ring, someone gets down on their knee, will you marry me? And now a marriage is supposed to happen in the foreseeable future. Now, if that doesn't happen, I ain't gonna lie, bitch, I want my ring back. I'm gonna keep it 100. Give my ring back. Because, like I said, in a relationship, again, it's my opinion. I feel as if every relationship is geared towards the woman. To where, as a man, we got to step into the relationship. We got to be perfect. We can't make mistakes. We got to provide. We got to protect. It's so many perks and positives that a woman can get when she enters into the relationship. Because what are we here now in 2023? I want a man with money, bitch. If I do it by myself, So it's just like, we can't enter the relationship for that. Like, the same thing we get in a relationship, we can get if we're not in a relationship. Again, we can get that without a relationship. So if you look at it, and again, I'm not against a relationship at all, but I'm just, sometimes I sit back and I think, like, what's the positives, or what's the gain, rather, for a man to enter into a relationship? Because if you don't settle down with a mature woman, somebody who has her head on straight and looks at a relationship as a two-way street, to where both parties should play a part in making each other's lives easier in some shape or form, a man is basically adopting a daughter. I'm not calling the ladies daughters. I'm not. I'm saying that a woman who enters into the relationship to take, and don't give back, those are the ones I'm referring to as a daughter. But let's finish out what she had to say.
Oh, I gave you this, but I didn't get what I want out of it, so I want it back in return. And it doesn't work that way with regular gifts or with an engagement ring. I did wait about 7 months before I pawned it and, you know, whatever, because it was a sentimental part to it. But no, I don't feel like we should have to give the ring back at all. Just to add to that, I also feel like it's up to the woman whether she wants to give it back or not. Like I said previously, a gift is a gift is a gift. I know you said that you would want your ring back, so I hope that, you know, the person that you do decide to propose to,
you're
that
damn
you
right.
guys get married, because they are not obligated to give you the ring back, even though you bought it. So just be careful who you choose out there, bro.
I mean, I agree 100%. But see, that's the part I don't like. Because, and again, I know that this does not apply to everybody. I know that. So please don't jump down my throat. I know that. But look, for example, let's say, for example, now, again, damn, I wish I could call him up, but I don't think I have his number. But I remember it was an instance when I was, after I graduated college. Now, there was somebody I know from college to where his longtime girlfriend bought him a big ass TV. I mean, the shit was fire. I go over there, play PlayStation. Like, the shit was like a fucking 70 inch TV. The shit was amazing. The shit was from wall to wall. Like Chris Brett, that shit was fire. But now they broke up, and guess who took the TV back? The bitch took the TV back. The bitch took that seven. The bitch was carrying the TV out the fucking house like it was a bag of sugar. Now, like I said, as a man, like his friends and his girlfriend, well, his ex's friends were telling him that if he doesn't give the TV back, oh, if you don't give it back, you a bitch. What type of man won't just give it back? Because if you a man, you could go buy your own TV if you really wanted a TV that big. And see, I hate that shit. Like, I hate that fucking double standard shit that, you know, for example, you know, oh, if you give a woman a gift, it's a gift. Now, like I said, if it's a Christmas gift, a birthday gift, whatever the fuck, but if it's a gift with conditions, because nobody's out here just giving out an engagement ring because it's a Monday. An engagement ring, like I said, is given out because one wants to settle down. One wants to, you know, hopefully enter into a marriage to where both people can be happy. But like I said, man, that's just me sharing my opinion. So I want to clap it up, man, for her sending that voice message in. Because to me, like, it's always important for me, man, to get women's opinion. Because like I always say, man, I think that women's opinions, it's amazing. It's needed. And that, you know, they shouldn't be suppressed. Because now with social media, like, sometimes I feel as if women's voices aren't heard. So, yeah, sometimes do I agree all the time when I hear some shit? No, I don't agree all the time. Sometimes I be booing you motherfuckers too. Like, fuck that shit. But one thing I always try to do is try to include you guys' voices, you guys' opinions, you know, just so things can be heard, man. But something I want to talk about, man, before I dive into some more voice messages in regards to a question I asked last week. Now this question was interesting. I was watching my show, Dear Edward, and I seen some wild shit. Now, the question I posed on Instagram was, if you are in a relationship or you're married, and there was a TV show on Zeus, VH1, BET, wherever the fuck is that, and somebody offered your man $45 million Now think of it, 45, that's ka-ching, $45 million. But what he had to do to gain that money was he had to suck a dick live on TV. So if he sucked that dick for that $45 million, would you be okay with it? Would you judge him? Or would you understand that he is, quote unquote, taking one for the team? So before I dive into that shit, man, I want to talk about real quick about TikTok, man, because you guys know over the coming up on 4 years for the podcast, let's clap it up. Think a couple weeks will make 4 years since the podcast has started. And again, you guys can support the podcast. My Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Tatapod. Or you guys can simply share, repost, spread the podcast on your favorite social media platform. Now, I spoke about this damn near since the inaugural episode of the podcast, TikTok and these challenges and how these shits will, because they affect adults. And how they are affecting our youth, our kids as well, because it's so many stupid ass challenges that are deemed as fun, as cool, that people try to duplicate, they try to emulate damn near to a fault. Now, something that happened a couple days ago was there's a 13-year-old boy, he died doing a challenge he's seen on TikTok called the Benadryl Challenge. Now, I believe, like, the challenge sounds fucking crazy. I think that this teen took about 12 to 15 Benadryl pills. And, of course, right after he started having a seizure, shit happened. He went to the hospital, ventilator, life support, and tragically he passed away. Now, I'm going to play for you guys the news clip. This is from ABC 7 Chicago. Let's dive into this shit so you guys can hear some of the details.
New warnings about the Benadryl challenge on TikTok after the death of a 13-year-old in Ohio.
I'm going to do everything I can to try to make sure another child doesn't go through it.
In the dangerous stunt, users take 12 to 14 pills of the antihistamine Benadryl in hopes of hallucinating. Jacob Stevens tried it with friends filming, but instead of hallucinating, his body started seizing.
They kind of just all come at one time, and it was too much for his body.
The family sharing this graphic image of Jacob in the hospital so others can see firsthand what the challenge did to him.
The worst day of my life.
He was on a ventilator for 6 days before doctors determined he would never wake up.
No brain scan. There was nothing there. He said we could keep him on the vent. You know, he could lay there like that, but he will never open his eyes. He will never
breathe on his own.
Breathe on his own. Do anything like that.
Smile. He'll never walk.
The FDA has warned about the challenge, saying it can lead to serious heart problems, seizures, coma, or even death, and has encouraged parents to lock up the drug. A search for the challenge on TikTok today shows no videos, instead directing you to a resource page with info on substance abuse. As for Jacob's family, they're now pushing lawmakers to impose age restrictions on medications like Benadryl.
If it's my life goal to make that happen, I'll go at it till I die.
Jacob will be laid to rest tomorrow. Those who knew him say he put a smile on the faces of those around him. Lionel Moyes, ABC News, New York.
Now, before I dive into some more shit, man, I want to say my condolences, man, to that 13-year-old boy, man, because it's sad, man. Like, I'm 33. This motherfucker's older than me that I see still do these dumbass fucking challenges on social media, man. So, when I see someone who is young, someone who is impressionable, someone who I would seemingly believe has to go through peer pressure, I can understand why teens do it, because their minds aren't fully developed. Now, you adult, the motherfuckers out here my age and older, even some of the ones that's like 24 and up, y'all motherfuckers are still succumbing to peer, like, that's fucking crazy. And that's why I always talk about the heavy influence of social media and the shit that motherfuckers gotta go through, and that you have to be strong-willed and strong-minded to simply say no. Like, understand that you don't have to take part in everything. But like I said, going back to this teen, he was 13 years old. So I can understand why he might have wanted to fit in. But tragically, it's the last thing he did. So you guys out here with teens, with kids that's 9, like my son is 8. You guys got teens out here that's 12, 13, 14, maybe even younger than 12. Like, don't think that your child is exempt from peer pressure. Like I said, my son is 8, and I see that, you know, he's coming home trying to do new dances and shit that he's seen in school. So I understand that being around kids and being around youth and that kind of shit can have an influence on lifestyle, can have an influence on what your child tries to do, because we ain't, like I always say, we ain't have all this shit growing up. Social media. Like, we had peer pressure in person. But once we went the fuck home, there was no more pressure until we got back to school. But now there's peer pressure in school. Your child goes home, goes online, watches TV, these fucking shows. It's peer pressure everywhere. When I was in middle school and high school, we only had peer pressure in school, and that was it. So it was like peer pressure just in one form. We ain't have peer pressure from 75 fucking avenues. And that's the part that's tough, man. So, man, I just want to clap it up, man, for all the parents out there who stay up to date and just stay aware and stay mindful of your child, man. Because like I said, man, you got to be aware. You got to be mindful, man. But dive into something more lighthearted, man. Like I said, the question I asked was, would you be okay with your man giving head for 45 minutes? Now let me say right now, some of you motherfuckers might judge me. Some of you motherfuckers might say, oh, nigga, I knew you was gay. Nigga, $45 million, that's a lot of money. That could break a lot of generational curses, especially in a black family, especially in black culture. Now, I think about everything I could do with $45 million. Now, I just went to the store the other day. Went to the supermarket. I bought three items. Three food. I think I bought pizza, french fries, and something else, and the shit was like $25. Now, it's not about $25. That's not the issue. The thing is that the next week, I went back to the same store and bought the same three items again, and the same three fucking items was $34. That is a $9 increase in 7 days for the same three fucking items. Now, imagine buying 15 fucking items, and now you got a $9 increase per every three items. That means you are spending about $45 to $50 more a week later. Like it's shit I see in the store now. Like, the shit be like $3. I go back next week, the shit be fucking $6.70. I'd be like, what the fuck? Now the price is going up, and now you get less in the packaging. It's some bullshit. How the fuck y'all gonna raise the price but give me less in the packaging? Like, when I tell you inflation, fucking tipflation, every time I go out to eat, I go in the store, I buy ice cream. Do you want a tip? Bitch, no. I'm tired of tipping. Fuck. I'm not tipping no more the rest of the fucking year, man. Stop asking me if I want a tip. So, of course, man, speaking of tips, if I had to give a head, man, for 45, I think right now, in this current moment, I might do it. I'ma boo myself because I might suck a dick. Now, like I said on Instagram, of course I'ma have some rules. Nigga, don't grab the back of my head. Don't tell me good job. Don't palm my head. Oh, nigga, you're sucking it. No. Let me do what I gotta do. Let me get my 45 million. Let me be ashamed and let me move the fuck on. So, of course, I posed the question on IG and I told some ladies, hey, send some voice messages in. Would you be okay with your man doing that? How would you feel? So, like I said, man, I'm going to play some of the voice messages I got, and the rest of them I'll play on a part two of an episode, man, because niggas tired. I just wanted to create this episode to kind of put out some content because I've been working my ass off. I've been tired as shit. Like, I ain't been having as much time as I would love to put out these episodes. So, of course, when I get behind the mic, when I like when I get that urge to create some more content, shit coming. But let's dive into some of these voice messages about, would you be okay with your man doing that, sucking that dick for that 45 mil?
So, regarding doing that act for 45 million, all money's not good money. So I would say, hell to the no, no, no.
And I'm going to say, hell to the yeah, yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, let me stop. She's right. All money ain't good money. Now, I would say all money ain't good money if you got to do some illegal shit. Now, of course, sucking the dick. Of course, you got to get into the morals and the standards and the principle. I get it. You know, it's things you got to factor in relation to that. So I get it. But like I said, if you take out everything going up, gas prices fluctuating, like it caused, like shit, you can't even step outside and breathe air no more without money coming out your fucking account. Nigga, if you want to step outside and look at a fucking tree, money is going to come out your fucking account. Like the shit fucking crazy. So like I said, man, if I had to factor in that inflation and everything else, I ain't gonna lie, I might suck a dick right now. But let's dive into the next voice message. Let's see what she had to say, man. Would you be okay with your man sucking that cock for that $45 million?
$45 million? He better suck that nigga dick and suck that shit good. Good.
I wanna clap it up now. I'm not clapping it up because I'm advocating sucking the dick. It's not what I'm doing, man. But like I said, man, like, can you really blame a man right now if he put his morals aside and set the family up, set the next generation up, and break those generational curses to simply provide for his kids, his family? And like I said, you got to look at it from his perspective and what might drive him to do that. Because if a man puts his morals aside, if a man puts aside how he would feel doing that act, at least cut him some slack. Like, don't jump down his throat and judge him and all this wild shit because he put his morals aside. He did the shit for you. He put his morals aside, man, because he's thinking about the $45 million and what that money can do for you, the kids, the school, like the house. Like you motherfuckers don't got to work no more for the rest of your fucking life. The next generation, if the money is allocated and spent properly, they don't got to work. Is that something I encourage doing? Hell no. But would I do it if I felt it would put my son in a great position, my son's kids in a great, I probably going to do it. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to bullshit. I'm going to keep it 100, man, because like I said, one thing we do over here at the
Brand New LCP
is keep it 100 and keep it a stack, man. So to you guys out there, man, who stay showing love, stay showing support, man, I want to clap it up for you guys, man. Like I said, man, I make these episodes by myself. I create this content solo. So when you guys show love, when you guys show support, man, I appreciate you guys so much because it's tough, man. Like, it's tough creating this fucking content. It's tough creating some shit, especially when a lot of my episodes be solo. Motherfuckers be thinking, oh my God, talking by yourself is so easy. It's not. Like, talking by yourself and putting out content, being cohesive, and just keeping up the same pace by yourself without having nobody to bounce off words and bounce off fucking topics, that shit is not easy. But before I get out of here, man, I want to send some well wishes to Jamie Foxx, man. Now, we all know Jamie Foxx. Right now, he's been in the hospital, I believe, about now, almost a week, in a hospital here in Georgia. Now, nobody knows what's wrong. I don't know if he had a heart attack, if he had a stroke, but Jamie Foxx is an icon. He's a legend. I believe he's in his 50s. He still looks young, still looks youthful. His daughter put out a post on IG last week, said that he had a medical emergency and he's in a hospital and he's still there because they're running tests and trying to figure out what the fuck happened, because we don't even know what happened. But all I do know is that he's an icon. He's a legend. I've watched him since I was a fucking kid, man, buying the fucking Def Comedy Jam DVDs and all the fucking comedy DVDs I bought as a child. Like the Jamie Foxx Foxhole, like watching all the fucking stand-up comedies as a fucking kid and being addicted to stand-up comedy. And of course, outside of that, he's gone on to have a great, long, amazing career in acting, stand-up, hosting, everything, man. He's just a dope-ass black icon and the legend. So I want to clap it up, man, for Jamie Foxx, and I hope that he pulls through, man, because I don't really send wishes to a lot of celebrities, you know, even though I probably should. But when you have an icon, a legend, somebody I watched since I was a fucking child, man, I hope he pulls through and comes back okay. And like I said, man, you guys who stay showing love, stay showing support, you can support for free. Just simply repost, reshare the podcast, spread the word. Hey, yo, the LCP, the Lunchroom Chatter Podcast, is my favorite fucking podcast. It's independently owned. It's black owned. Spread the word. And again, you guys can support podcast production financially. My Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chatter Pod. And continue to support the LCP podcast, that Lunch
brand new LCP
platforms. So you guys out there, man, who stay showing love, stay showing support. I love you guys, man. It's your man John A. Schultz. We out there, bitch.